used a lot SkyTrain. So those transportation. And this time, you know, I drove up to here. So you see the progress, and we are now enjoying staying here. Actually, the first time, Brother Summers took us to Whistler. So it took 3 hours on one way. You know what? We drove there yesterday. Yep. So now I'm convinced that I can drive to Toronto, or Montreal, or Halifax. Yep. Maybe Victoria next time. Victoria, that's enough. So this is my privilege, really privilege to be here. And this is the very first Sunday of the year 2016. So I was really thinking and praying about what would be good for the first Sunday of year 2016. My conclusion is start with some verses which tells the beginning of the year. It could be a good verse to remember. So let's see what it says. Deuteronomy chapter 11. This is my bilingual Bible. So English on the left side, Japanese on the right side. By the way, it has NIV, so I do NIV. I do read NIV. So Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 11. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven. It is a land that the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it, from the beginning of the year to its end. Mountains and valleys, hills and valleys. In the Bible, altitude often means spirituality. Example is Abraham's life. When was he? When he was the highest in the spirituality, he was on the Mount of Moriah. So the people of Israel here was led into the promised land. But there were mountains, valleys. They may have wanted to be led into a flat, peaceful, resting land. Oh, journey in a wilderness was so bad and hard. No house, no bed, no shower, no special food. Now we can take less and live a good, easy life. However, Moses here said, it is a land of mountains and valleys, which could mean up and down, good days and bad days, happy events and sad events. Dear my brothers and sisters, what do you expect in this new year? I was talking to my sister-in-law on the way to Whistler. And I said to her, I was going to speak about mountains and hills. What do you think about it? She said, no. I don't want any mountains and valleys. I just want some flat, smooth, level land. Do you understand her feeling? I do. I don't understand it. However, Moses said it. It is a land of mountains and valleys. And you need to fight. You're going to possess it. So brothers and sisters, you're going to fight a battle. No matter how much you don't want to fight, you'll be put in the battle. What battle? It is nothing but a spiritual battle, right? But when you fight a spiritual battle, if we try to fight by ourselves, we are defeated from the beginning. But it is comforting to look at verse 12. I read it over again. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continued on it from the beginning of the year to its end. So how good is it now? It is now to know the Almighty God is on our side. He is watching us and caring for us. This year, 2016, is going to be an exciting one for ourselves. Me and my family are moving to Vienna, Austria. I'm a teacher in Japan. I teach English, I'm afraid so. But I'll teach Japanese students there. So it looks like mountains, valleys to us. But we still trust our faithful God. So I'd like you to remember us in your prayers, especially for my little kids. Even this short trip, 1 week or so, was too hard for Noor, the daughter. She misses home. Micah, little one, is okay. He's very happy, as long as his mother is attending. So my daughter Noor, now she wants to drink barley tea, which is hardly found here. So our life is going to be hard, but we still trust. Then, how can we know our God is so faithful to us? Let's turn to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Verse 5. Then Samuel said, "Assemble all Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you." When they had assembled at Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. On that day they fasted, and there they confessed, "We have sinned against the Lord." And Samuel was leader of Israel at Mizpah. Then the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah. The rulers of Philistines came up to attack them. When the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. They said to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord, our God, for us, that he may rescue us from the hand of Philistines." What were they afraid of? They were afraid of being attacked. Why were they attacked? Because they gathered in Mizpah. Why did they gather in Mizpah? You know why? Because Samuel assembled them. In other words, because they obeyed the calling of God. You know, it sometimes happens. When you follow the Lord, you face some difficulties. Is that right? Yes, our life is full of why or how come. It was the same as people of Israel. When they assembled, they were under attack. Why? I don't understand it. I don't get it. Don't stop crying out to the Lord. They were crying. What happened next? Let's look at the following verses. Verse 9. Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, slaughtering them along the way to a point below Beth-kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far has the Lord helped us." Enemies were in panic. God made a miracle. He used nature to demonstrate his faithfulness to his people. Then Israelis was able to win the battle. So remember, at first, they followed the calling of God. Actually, they were on the way of repenting. At first, they followed the calling of God. At second, they faced the difficulties, which was far beyond their understanding. At third, they wondered why this happened, and they were afraid. But finally, they won the battle. Last year, 2015, was my 20th memorial year of my baptism. It was June 25th, 1995. I was 18 years old. I look like 18 years old, right? Actually, I looked like 30s when I was 18. So 7 of us got baptized on the same day, and 6 of us are still in the same assembly. So from the beginning of the year, we try to find some good place to celebrate our memorial year baptism. But we came at the conclusion that we had dinner together on the 2 days before the leaving for North America. You know, we all have families, so it was difficult to set up the time. But anyway, yeah, I said, I have to do it before the new year comes. So we tried to have dinner together. And we had dinner together and enjoyed conversations. We used to talk about dreams, visions when we were baptized, when we were in teenagers. Now you see, we talk more about health and hair. But topics were mostly about happy events. How great our Lord was. How gracious he was to us. However, we found out that most impressive things are not necessarily happy ones. We have shared joy, but at the same time, we've shared sorrows. In the moments of sorrow, we cried out to God, "Why? How could it be possible?" So even when we follow the will of God, things which I cannot understand happen. But now I say to you, brothers and sisters, our God is still good. Ebenezer, the word Ebenezer is true. Thus far, the Lord helped us. Jesus said, "Your grief will turn to joy," John 16:20. So how much we experience sorrow, grief on the earth, such sorrows, grief will be into turn to joy. How wonderful it is. So when we keep the word Ebenezer in our mind, we must know what's going on this year. Everything should be fine. Mountains, valleys in our life get to look different. How different? Now I challenge you, brothers and sisters, how will it be? Let's turn to Hosea chapter 14. Book of Hosea. Chapter 14, verse 9. Who is wise? Who will realize these things? Who is discerning? He will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. The ways of the Lord are right. In Japanese Bible says it's flat. My little boy, Micah, is just learning how to walk. So he started toddling. When he toddles, he many times falls down. So, even this amount of the gap is very difficult for him to cross over. So it's like impossible mountain for him. And this little hall is difficult for him to pass. But remember, the ways of the Lord are right. Even it seems like mountains and valleys, it is flat for the righteous. If we really trust in God, and if we walk trusting Him, the ways are flat. The ways are right. It is wonderful, remember. So three men couldn't follow Jesus. Couldn't follow Jesus. Three men, look, let's have a look, just short time. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 25. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No man who puts his hands to plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Three men. First man said, "I will follow." But Jesus said, "Following me means this and this. Such a hardship. Could you still come with me?" So he was the one who was not ready. So he couldn't follow. He disappeared without saying nothing. He didn't say goodbye or something. He just vanished. The second one said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." When I was young, I thought Jesus was so harsh. so cruel. But the more I studied, I found out that this man said, actually, this is what he said. He was saying is he was procrastinating because his father is still alive. So when his father died, he can follow. It means so. So he procrastinated. That one cannot come with Jesus. So again, this man disappears without saying anything. No reply. The third man was difficult for me to understand, but I found out that this one said, my Japanese version says, just let me go and say, I gotta go to serve him for a while. Very limited obedience. So, obedience needs your all. You cannot like handle it as a part-time job. So, let's go back to the book of Hosea. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. So, it's going to be an exciting year 2016. I never expected year 2016 would come. When it comes 2000, I really felt it's a time we are to be raptured. But he really extended his time of grace and days of salvation. So this is year of 2016. I will end my message reading Psalm 16. And this is 16th Avenue, right? Psalm 16 is good to remember. Psalm 16. A Miktam of David. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. God bless these words, and God bless this assembly this year, 2016. And please remember us, all our Izumi assemblies. We are going to have our next assembly, but we are still on the way, so we need your prayers. God bless you.
Already brought us, and we believe, Lord, that you will. So we just pray for each one. We will be encouraged. We pray for the 16th Assembly that it will be strong and that it will be glorious for our God into this coming year. We pray for Navi and for his family. We thank you for bringing them to us. We pray that you will bless them. And Lord, they told us that they're going to be going to Vienna in Austria to teach English and serve the Lord there. We pray, Lord, that you will prosper them as a family in this new country. We pray, Lord, also for the assemblies, as Bobby has asked us, in Osaka. We thank you for the grace of God, for the many Japanese who know and love the Lord there. We thank you that the assemblies are growing, and we consider, Lord, the fact that they hope to plant a new assembly, a high-off assembly, in this coming year, and we pray that you will bless them as they go through this. It'll be a difficult time, and it's an exciting time, but it's difficult as some will be leaving one assembly and going to the other, and so we pray that you'll just bless them. We thank you for all your goodness to us. We thank you for this new year. We thank you for the refreshments downstairs that we'll enjoy. And we pray that as we